They're totally separate. And do I want to say it? I haven't been brave enough since we went to, because you know they changed their software too. So we just went to their product called Dayforce, and they did a whole GL that we can upload into Tyler. I haven't been brave enough to try it because I'm afraid what the result will be.
Okay.
Literally what we're doing is just an Excel spreadsheet that gets keyed. We have all the detail that we need to do what we have to do. We just haven't been brave enough.
So how does, like, with, I'm thinking like with my auditor, uh-huh. or I give him my books, how is everything getting onto for your financials?
We prepare that Excel spreadsheet that gets keyed and the check is produced from that. And that's that.
Okay. So you're just kind of, so somebody is still going into Tyler and doing the journal entry to do the checks then?
That's yes. correct.
Oh, see, so somebody is still having to do the work. And then, the company, do they know, like, you know, because you're like, you know, Road and Bridge, they have different salaries, crew leader, foreman leader. I'm saying, do they know all of that? Or does somebody in your department have to get all that information and send it to the payroll?
We key, it's like web-based. So yeah. We key all of that information in hours. Obviously everybody's salary is already in their system, in that payroll system. So we go in every 2 weeks and key in everybody's hours. And then that's uploaded to, not uploaded, it's already in the cloud or whatever you call all that technical jarbo. And then that's already there at them, and then they produce the checks.
Okay. So you don't just get this, you don't just email them all the information, they don't handle it. Somebody in your department is still.
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of like my question.
We do have the ability. We would have the ability for managers, foremen, whichever way you want to call them, they could do that themselves. Instead of having a payroll person do that, but we haven't done that yet.
Yeah, so there's a program with our payroll system that's timesheets that literally those employees are, they're having to go in and enter right. when they get to work and all of that sort of information, and an automated system for leave time where they have to send their supervisors the leave requests,
yes.
all in that system. It's very, I guess, customizable in whatever you want it to do.
What is the benefit that you guys are seeing if you're still having to input everything? Are they're just printing the checks and
I think the city's printing the checks.
No, you're
not.
No,
but they're doing all of the W-2s. They're doing all of the tax reporting for us. We are doing none of that. We're doing payroll. So. For us, that's the big advantage.
I see that point.
And once we felt like our technology was in place, because you know we're a little bit behind there mm-hmm. in all our separated departments, you know, we could even take more advantage of these things and have the employees clocking in online right. and having all of that done automatically, which would reduce the work
right.
that Kimberly's doing right now. But we're just not ready for that because we don't have that. We don't have everything set up well in the right. different departments.
Yeah.
Yep.
So literally we would have to have like computers at every department where right. those employees could go in and make sure yeah. that they clock in. And because the problem is if they don't do it right, then that supervisor's got to go in and adjust right. the time and do all of that. So
yes.
that's why we really just didn't take advantage of that yet. So.
Yeah. Cause we were looking at, I think the time clock, but you're correct where every department would have to do it, but then when they make the error, then we have to go in. We have to right. correct it and fix it. Right. And if they put in maybe the wrong code or wrong, I guess
exactly.
we don't know what it is. Just I watched a demo of it.
Right.
Of the time clock.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So our process takes. Timesheets are put in to the system on Mondays, and that includes. You know, verifying the leave slips or, you know, the leave time is accounted for, all of that manual checks and balances of the payroll that comes in in on printed timesheets from the foreman. You know, they're reporting their department's time. So we balance all of those hours. The time is input into the Ceridian system. And then by noon the next day, it's sent off. But literally the next day, we have checks in hand. Immediately, though, on that Tuesday, you'll have the ability to balance your payroll and prepare for a deposit. In our case, we have a separate payroll account. So we make a deposit, we get our accounting report submitted. I mean, it really is not a whole lot of time.
Right.
How long have you guys been using this outsourced payroll company?
Since 1993.
And they do create a database, for lack of a better way of describing it, that could be uploaded into Tyler. It's just that you guys have been shy about doing that.
Yes.
So how about, so if I wanted to, like, you know, like, let's say like John Smith, I wanted to go look at his information, it's not there because they have access to it, correct? To see like history of like pays, you know, like right now I can go to Tyler and I can look up mine and I can see all the history of like all my, everything I've been paid, our insurance, anything I want. How does that get entered?
So you, like
as an employee,
yeah. Well, whoever's the administrator can go in and look at all of the data for all of the employees.
Oh, that's on the pay. That's on their system, not on our Tyler system.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So no, you won't see anything in Tyler.
Okay.
It's totally separate that way.
Okay.
Unless perhaps that database that you were talking about is merged with Tyler.
And
it's not going to be
separate. No, mm-hmm. It's the only thing you would be merging with Tyler is your GL reporting.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
So the employees would have to go on to Dayforce.
Right.
That's what it's titled. And that's how they see all of their information or how you would see somebody's information.
Now, real quick, what if you can remember back in 1993, who did all the data entry into the new system? Like, you know, all the employees. Or do they merge it from one to another? Do you know?
How hard is that?
The conversion process. Who are you guys using now? Like, how do you do your payroll now?
It's on Tyler software, just like yours. You guys have Tyler as well.
Yeah. Correct? Okay. We do, but we don't. We've never used Tyler for payroll.
Okay.
But so it's a matter of a conversation with them. We just did, I guess, with the software upgrade was basically a conversion. And so they did all of that entry. We do all the verification now. I mean, it's a little time consuming because of the verification part.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're understaffed. And I'm just wondering, you know, trying to squeeze all of that in. That's why we're just wondering, is it better if we just if we just keep doing it and maybe hire a payroll clerk to do it? Because it kind of sounds like somebody's still going to have to do all the work anyway, just to get it to the company.
Yep.
Yeah. See, so to me, I'm thinking if we're going to do all that work, we might as well just finish it. Those are my thoughts. I'm sorry, Phil, but those are just my thoughts a little bit.
That's why I asked what the benefit was, what the benefit was of doing it that way. But I understand now when you said you've been doing it since 1993, that makes sense in that we're taking it all the way to that step. There's only a few steps that we would be gaining if we went with this, in my opinion.
Correct.
Well, how are you guys doing your tax filing now? Like, do you do your taxes or does Tyler do it?
I'm in because it's the third quarter, so I have to look into that.
So we usually do them here. I think it's done through here.
And let me tell you, I've done books before and I don't have a problem with it. It's just the point of trying to figure out how Tyler does it.
Right.
So like I said, I have the experience to do it because I've done it before, because I've done books in the past for people. So that's not my issue. It's just trying to figure out how Tyler, the reports. I don't know if it was uploaded. I don't know if it was mailed. Those are just things that I need to, it's on my to-do list this month.
Yeah. Well, I would say though that the advantage for us in comparing us with you guys is that we don't have a payroll clerk. So we have somebody who's multiple jobs and payroll entry is just one of them. Right. So in order for us to do our own tax filings, our own W-2s, print the checks, all of that, it would have required us to hire an actual payroll clerk.
Right.
And so we made the decision that we didn't want to do that. So that's why we continue to outsource like this, because it saves us hiring that other person.
Right.
So that's how we, so I get what you're saying, Christy, you know, it's a toss the coin, which way you want to go with that. But that was our reasoning for that, because then we can still use this other person as a multi, you know,
Right. Because we still need somebody to do inventory for us as well. See, so maybe it could be all in one, but now tell me real quick now, because I don't know a lot about this, but like HR and payroll, two separate things, correct? Right. Because so if we outsourced HR, that would be completely different than the payroll, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you outsource to the same company is what you're saying, then you buy the HR module, or you outsource your HR department?
Our HR department.
Mm. They would be completely separate then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we wanted to make sure that we follow the law with HR.
Right. I mean, right.
Yeah.
And I know there's lots of options out there for doing that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think they've answered everything I need to know. It's up to you guys now. Yeah, I know.
You answered all my questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Mine too. Thank you, ladies.
Okay, ladies. Thank you.
If you come up with anything else, just feel free to holler or.
Okay.
I would show you like my own information report wise so that you can kind of get a visual. It's hard to understand without visuals, but. I mean, I don't know. I think Ceridian's been good for us. Our process when we had it in-house literally consumed an entire week, Monday until Friday when you issued those checks. And then there was still all that work to do, like, you know, that you still have all your extra checks for like garnishments and what have you. It would consume an entire week. And now it's literally compressed into, I'm going to say hour-wise, 2 days.
Real quick, I have one more question. So when you hire a new employee, do you actually send them the paperwork, or does the person you have there do all the data entry for the payroll person? They enter it into the new system? Who adds that?
I do that on the HR side.
You do that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the HR side.
I add them into payroll from my side.
Okay.
Kim can do it. We try to keep cross-trained. I do that on my end.
Who balances insurance? Like, you know, to pay the insurance every month.
I do.
Oh, you do. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. You girls are like us. You have a full plate.
Oh yeah.
We all just like us. We do everything.
Yeah. I'm sure we're much the same. Yeah.
Yeah. Small government. Yeah. That's always how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was just kind of wondering who handled those tasks. Cause like I said, I don't mind doing it. It's just, I just don't know what direction we're going yet.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.